of the heartbreak, lost love, loneliness, memories of your caress. So divine, how I wish you were mine again, my dear. I want a sea of tears, sea of a heartbreak.
Familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. With just 4 days before the election, Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are both focusing on the swing state of Wisconsin. They have dueling rallies in Milwaukee today, some not waiting until next Tuesday to cast their ballots.
More than 65 million Americans have already voted across the country. Data shows women outpacing men in early voting, 54% to 44%. Perry Russum, ABC News, Washington.
Harris and Trump were in the southwestern states on Thursday and will spend the final weekend before the election campaigning. Historic flooding in Spain now claiming 205 lives. Many streets in the Valencia region still blocked by piled up vehicles and debris. The unemployment rate out this morning. The number is expected to be much lower in October due to the ongoing Boeing strike and the southeast hurricanes, and they were. Government expected to report employers added about 118,000 jobs. The actual number, just 12,000. The unemployment rate remains 4%. This is ABC News. Pentagon investigators now say the pilot who ejected from a fighter jet, which then later crashed, should never have punched out. Details from ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
The investigation finding the pilot made a, quote, inappropriate decision to eject from the $100 million jet last September, saying the pilot incorrectly diagnosed an out-of-control flight emergency. The pilot calling in the emergency.
We have a military jet crash. I'm the pilot. We need to get rescue rolling. I'm not sure where the airplane is. It would have crash-landed somewhere. I ejected.
Investigators say he'd been flying in heavy rain when his helmet display stopped working. He prepared for a landing but missed the approach, and after losing communication with the control tower, he ejected.
The jet flew for another 11 minutes before crashing. Authorities in Los Angeles are suing Pepsi and Coke over their bottles. The lawsuit claims their plastic soda bottles can only be recycled once if they can be recycled at all. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
If you're not planning to come into Macy's this week, you're missing out. Because our Friends and Family Sale is happening now. What does that mean? It means when you use your coupon or Macy's card, you can take 15% off beauty, just like Friends and Family can. That's 15% off your favorite fragrances, 15% off makeup, 15% off skincare routines. It's just this week, it's just what you've been waiting for, and it's only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Every day, Cintas service reps help businesses get ready for the workday. They provide freshly laundered workwear delivered every week. Mats, mops, restroom and cleaning supplies. First aid and safety products to help your employees stay safe. They even test and inspect fire extinguishers and emergency lights. Cintas helps keep your business running smoothly. See what Cintas can do for you. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Building a new home or remodeling and need a new plumber? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a perk test or septic system? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need sewer line cleaning or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a new water heater or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. From basic plumbing to big projects, Call Chris Bauer of Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service at 715-672-8224. That's 715-672-8224.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to 31. Tomorrow, sunshine 57. And then we have more rain, even a few thunderstorms on the way late Saturday night, Sunday, and again on Monday. If you want a fantastic fall or winter getaway or maybe some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. There's deadlines for early voting coming up here in Wisconsin. Sunday will be the last day that municipal clerks can offer in-person absentee voting. If you do have an absentee ballot filled out, your deadline to turn that in will be Election Day at 8 p.m. Make sure that you have your ballot either in the mail or to the clerk's office by then. Both presidential candidates will be in Wisconsin today in Milwaukee, making their last pitches to Wisconsinites before the election. Kamala Harris will be appearing at State Fair Park, while Donald Trump will be at the Fiserv Forum. And the mother of Elijah Vu is formally charged in the boy's death. She pleaded guilty this week to felony charges of chronic neglect resulting in death and neglecting a child under the age of six. She's currently being held on a $400,000 cash bond. Elijah went missing in February in Two Rivers, and his remains were found in September. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Real quick, raise your hand if you want to lose an additional 4 bands a year. Go ahead and put your hands up. Put your hands up. You voted for Kamala Harris. Oh, okay, my fault. Good, because I don't think people understand that voting for Trump means you will lose an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. If Trump is elected, he plans to add a 60% tariff on all imports from China. Anything in your house that says made in China, take the price that you paid for and add 60%. He plans to add a 20% tariff on all imports coming from every other country. With Kamala Harris's opportunity economy, she's not hitting you with the sales tax of doom. She's providing tax cuts to the middle and working class, so that means you will save an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. Plus the $25,000 she's literally handing to new homebuyers, like, you know who to vote for in this November's election. It's Kamala Harris. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FFPAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit. Because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Good morning, it's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News This Hour being brought to you by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls, Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire, Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com, and Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service, Durand. The city of Durand is finalizing the proposed budget for 2025. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says the city will look at prepaying for a new squad car and also purchase some electronic voting books.
Included in the recommended budget, because of the fact that we had some money left over in a couple different line items this year, because it's the year to replace a squad car, that we would sort of prepay for that and use money out of this year's budget. One of the things that the new city administrator is asking for is new electronic poll books for elections. And the city clerk has learned about these and so forth. So those are a couple of things that we're looking at.
The total tax levy for 2025 is expected to be just over $772,000. A public hearing on the budget will be held November 20th. Some numbers are in for the Drug Take Back Day in October. Buffalo County collected over 80 pounds of unwanted medications. According to the Wisconsin Department of Justice, the state collected 54,949 pounds of unused or expired medication during the Fall Take Back Day. In spring of this year, there was 55,124 pounds collected. In fall of 2023, that number was 55,122 pounds. Xcel Energy plans to invest billions to upgrade power poles in Minnesota. Those upgrades should start by 2030. Over two-thirds of utility poles are now more than 50 years old. The aging poles have a rising failure rate, particularly during severe weather events. It's prompted Xcel to increase inspections and replacements. Xcel has already replaced 11% of those utility poles. Wisconsin's gun deer season is coming up later this month. The 9-day hunting period runs from November 23rd through December 1st. Well over 400,000 gun, bow, crossbow, sports, and patron licenses have been purchased across the state so far. For more information on licenses, harvest registration, safety guidelines, and more, visit dnr.wisconsin.gov/go-hunting. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
Open enrollment for health care under the Affordable Care Act starts today in Wisconsin. Last year, more than 254,000 people signed up for health insurance on healthcare.gov in Wisconsin. That set a new state record. Wisconsinites will have until January 15th to enroll. A man from western Wisconsin is going to prison for the rest of his life for sexually assaulting four young girls. 70-year-old Joseph Pierce Sr. was found guilty for eight felonies in August. Three of his victims gave statements in court yesterday, and one said that the abuse started when she was five. Pierce had previously served 21 years in prison for another count of child sexual assault in Waupaca County. A man from Waukesha has been accused of voting twice in both the 2018 and 2020 elections. The 37-year-old is now facing two counts of election fraud after double voting in both Wisconsin and Florida. Prosecutors say he cast an absentee ballot in Florida in 2020, then also voted in person in Wisconsin for the same election. He'll appear in court next month. Rich Minnesotans are spending plenty of money on the campaigns of former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris. Minnesota donors have paid $24 million to joint fundraising committees, political action committees, and principal campaign committees for Harris, and $7 million to Trump committees and PACs. The Poleds, one of Minnesota's wealthiest families, had the largest impact on the Harris campaign with a donation of more than $2 million. Top GOP contributors include Cold Spring Granite CEO Patrick Alexander and MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Hi, I'm Treg Prenshinsky. I'm a husband, father, farmer, and contractor. Growing up in western Wisconsin, I was taught to be honest, work hard, and stay humble. I've taken these values with me to Madison, where I've rolled up my sleeves and worked to make life more affordable for Wisconsin families and to make sure our communities remain a great place to raise a family. I ask for your vote November 5th so I can finish the job that I started. Paid for by T.E. Prenshinsky for Assembly.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love limited during Thursday's workout in the rain. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Matt LaFleur said rain on Sunday at Lambeau Field will not be an overriding factor into whether or not Love could play against the Lions.
To me, what factors is, can you protect yourself or not? And, you know, can you function at a high level, a winning level? And so we'll see where he's at.
Packers safety Xavier McKinney named the NFC's Defensive Player of the Month for his outstanding work in Green Bay's secondary. Defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley.
When you play good defense together and you have success and you win games, guys are going to get rewarded, and he deserves to be rewarded. He, in my opinion, is the best safety in the NFL.
Football Badgers heading to Iowa City today to meet the Hawkeyes in Big Ten action tomorrow night. Badgers need a victory, one of their last four games, to become bowl eligible. Kick time set for 6:30 tomorrow night. Bucks continue to stack up defeats. They dropped their fourth in a row, 122-99 at Memphis last night. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 37 points and 11 rebounds, but no other Bucks player scored more than 12 points. Milwaukee hit just 9 of 42 from three-point range. Doc Rivers said they're getting good looks.
This may be the greatest make-miss night ever. I mean, I don't think anybody would complain about the threes we had. They were wide open, and I thought we moved the ball and got great shots. But there's still, the defensive transition was still awful tonight. And so that's on me. Like, everything's on me until we get it right.
Jets snapped a five-game losing streak last night. They knocked off Houston 21-13 at MetLife Stadium. Aaron Rodgers with three touchdown passes in the win. Some of the NFL's greatest coaches among the nine semifinalists nominated for the Pro Football Hall of Fame included in that list former Packers head coach Mike Holmgren. Two of the Big Ten's elite volleyball teams hooking up in Madison tonight. Big Ten leading Nebraska meets seventh-ranked Wisconsin at the UW Fieldhouse. The Badgers have taken 10 of their last 11 matches against the Huskers. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. Who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin? Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy. But that was Tammy Baldwin again. Over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they-them, not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
A former Minnesota Twins first-round draft pick is hanging up his cleats. Alex Kirloff announced he would retire from the major leagues. The Twins slugger was a first-round pick in the 2016 major league draft, but injuries have plagued him for each of the last four seasons. He was limited to 57 games with Minnesota in 2024. He hit just .201 with 5 home runs and 20 RBI. High school volleyball from last night on our Durant Fresh Market scoreboard. Durant Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. Sectionals continuing in the girls' volleyball tournament. Balls advances to the next round as they defeat Eau Claire Memorial 3-1. In Division II, Altoona defeated St. Croix Falls 3-2 to advance. In Division III, Barron defeated McDonald Central 3-0. Meanwhile, Prescott, they won over Stratford 3-1. In Division IV, Eau Claire Regis defeats Webster 3-1, while Cochran Fountain City, they advance to the next round, defeating Loyal 3-1. And in Division V, Eau Claire Manual Lutheran, they defeated Prairie Farm 3-0. High school football tonight, round two of the football playoffs begins. Mondovi will be on the road to Grantsburg. Luther is at Eau Claire Regis, and Stanley Boyd is at Northwestern. Pepin Alma will be traveling to Boyceville. Potosi Cassville is playing at Cochran Fountain City. Glenwood City is at Spring Valley, while Ellsworth is at Baldwin-Woodville.
Tammy Baldwin's record is radical and dangerous. Baldwin voted to let boys compete in girls' sports, and she co-sponsored a bill to force women to share locker rooms with biological men. Tammy Baldwin also has a secret. She spends her time in D.C. and New York, where her girlfriend is a high-end Wall Street advisor, but Baldwin refuses to disclose their assets. The press says her actions raise serious ethical questions. While Tammy looks out for herself, she's left our southern border wide open, leading to deadly fentanyl and criminals across Wisconsin. And under Baldwin, inflation has soared, costing us thousands of dollars per year. 25 years of career politician Tammy Baldwin is enough. She's too liberal and too extreme. The better choice is Eric Hovde, endorsed by President Trump. Eric Hovde for U.S. Senate. Fix Washington PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FixWashingtonPAC.org.
Fall means hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. It has been an odd duck season. They've been here today, gone tomorrow. In some of the fields that we've hunted, they're not there at all. But they're in spots that we never thought they would be. I'll tell you more, but first.
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with OnX Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more, all at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
Duck hunting has been very sporadic this year. The movements have been very odd. I believe it's due to the crazy weather we've had. We've had some warming trends and then some cold fronts. Those cold fronts can sometimes put some skim ice on some of those real small bodies of water that the ducks are using. Once you get that skim ice, those ducks take off. They move. A new batch will come in when a warm front shows up and it knocks that ice off of the surface water there. And of course, the ducks start using that small water again. But the big water has been the only consistent factor. If you're hunting big water, you're probably seeing a lot of ducks. Now on big water, it's a little bit tougher to get them to come in because they've got so much area there. So you got to use more decoys and you got to call a lot. So if you're hunting on big water, make sure you take a lot of those shells out there to put on the water. In the fields, a lot of decoys is making a difference too. These birds are migrating. They'll see a group of ducks down there and think they're probably eating onto a good food source, and they'll circle and come down and get right into that decoy spread. So realize, even though you've got some sporadic action, the ducks are still moving. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
As the presidential campaign comes to a close, Kamala Harris is attacking environmental activist and presidential candidate Jill Stein. What's the truth? Kamala Harris has flip-flopped on the environment. Harris was opposed to fracking. Now she supports it. She supported the Green New Deal. Now she won't act on it. And what exactly has Kamala Harris done to stop PFAS, toxic forever chemicals, from leaking into our groundwater? Jill Stein will ban fracking, remove PFAS from our water, and pass the Green New Deal. And while Kamala Harris won't stop the genocide in Gaza and sides with Israel, Jill Stein will stop the genocide, demand Israel's ceasefire, and has a plan for peace. On November 5th, cast a true vote for the future of this country. Vote Jill Stein for president. Vote Green. Paid for by Badger Values. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Badger Values is responsible for the content of this advertising. BadgerValues.com.
Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine. We do have freezing fog early this morning. Highs upper 40s. West winds at around 5, shifting to the southeast. Tonight, decreasing clouds. Lows upper 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine. Highs upper 50s. And for Sunday, rain with highs in the mid-50s. Do have some areas of fog across the region this morning. Wabasha and Nelson at 30, Pepin and Lake City 29, Mondovio, Galley and Plum City 28. Here at WRDN, we do have some of that fog. 31 with Jessica Andrews and Who I Am, it's 823.
If I live to be a 100 and never see the seven wonders, that'll be alright. If I don't make it to the big leagues, if I never win a Grammy, I'm gonna be just fine. 'Cause I know exactly who drops, knowing I will be just fine, 'cause nothing changes who I am. I am Rosemary's granddaughter, the spinning hand of my father, and when the day is done, my mama's still my biggest fan. Sometimes I'm clueless and I'm clumsy, but I got friends that love me, and they know.
Then I hung around till you said I'd do. I knew I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. Well, it changed my thinking when you changed your name, and neither one of us will ever be the same. And I swear I'm never gonna be untrue, 'cause I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. If I didn't have you, I'd long ago been left in the dark out in the cold, blowing around from town to town like a feather in the wind. If I didn't have you, I know I'd be floundering around like a ship at sea, lost in the rain of a hurricane, and that's where I'd have been. But I didn't get lost.
'cause I saw your light shining like a beacon on a cold dark night. Then the sun came up and the skies turned blue. No, I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. Well, I count my blessings every night I pray that the Lord lets me keep you just one more day. And every day he does, 'cause God knows too that I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. If I didn't have you, I'd long ago been left in the dark out in the cold, blowing around from town to town like a feather in the wind. If I didn't have you, I know I'd be floundering around like a ship at sea, lost in the rain of a hurricane, and that's where I'd have been. But I didn't get lost, 'cause I saw your light shining like a beacon on a cold dark night. Then the sun came up and the skies turned blue. No, I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. Well, I've already said it, but I swear it's true. I know I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you.
Brian Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I'm the kind to take the keys, don't sit in a shotgun seat unless I want to. And you make me want to. Hypnotized by the white lines, your hands 10-2 on this heart of mine, makes me feel at home. Yeah, boy, I'm right at home in a 4x4 by you. Parked out in the driveway, backed up to a fire on a tailgate, feet on the dashboard, oh, nothing I love more. Not eating nothing, but we in slow motion, up in the mountains or down by the ocean. It's all the same to me, ain't nowhere I'd rather be than in a 4x4 by you.
Oh,
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Laney Wilson, 4x4 by you. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, the Pepin County Council of Senior Citizens will be holding a holiday bazaar. This will be on November 16th from 9 to 4 at the Riverview Community and Senior Center. There'll be door prizes, raffles, all kinds of different crafts and more. There'll even be lunch served for $8 a plate. Proceeds to support the Pepin County Council of Senior Citizens. Again, that's the Holiday Bazaar, November 16th, 9 to 4 at the Riverview Community and Senior Center here in Durand. Let's run down birthdays for today. This Hall of Fame golfer won the U.S. Open in 1965. We're talking about Gary Player, 89 today. Grammy Award-winning singer Lyle Lovett is 67 today. This actress was in the TV series American Family and also the film Con Air. Rachel Tikotin is 66 today. This actress is best known for her modeling in Playboy and also went on to her own sitcom. Jenny McCarthy, 52 today. This actor is best known for playing psychopath Joe Goldberg in the show You. Penn Badgley is 38 today. Born on this date, the author of The Red Badge of Courage, author Stephen Crane, born in the state in 1871. Also, sports writer Grantland Rice, born in the state in 1880, he named the 1924-1925 Notre Dame backfield the Four Horsemen. And this actress appeared on several TV shows, including Murder One. I remember her from Hill Street Blues. Barbara Bossin, born in the state in 1939. Army Staff Sergeant Barry Sadler, born in the state in 1940. He wrote the song The Ballad of the Green Berets. This actress provided the voice of Edna Krabappel on The Simpsons, and she also played Carol on The Bob Newhart Show. Marcia Wallace, born in the state in 1942. And celebrating an anniversary tomorrow, Dave and Tracy Fairweather will have an anniversary tomorrow, so happy anniversary to them. Their name goes into the Big Giant Fishing Tackle Box coming up. We'll find out who our birthday anniversary club winner is. They'll win themselves a certificate for some Dilly Bars, a six-pack of Dilly Bars to be exact, from Dairy Queen of Durand. Visit Dairy Queen of Durand for lunch today. Use the Dairy Queen app, earn those reward points, then redeem those points for some great Dairy Queen treats. Our winner will also receive a certificate for some birthday anniversary club brats from Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, where the turkey and ham sale for Thanksgiving going on right now at Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. We'll have our birthday anniversary club winner here coming up.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The Thanksgiving ham and turkey special going on now at Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Order now through November 18th and pick up starting November 20th. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand for more information.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The Dairy Farm families of AMPI are proud to share their award-winning butter and cheese with you. Find the Dinner Bell Creamery brand in your favorite store and bring home the taste of farm-fresh goodness. Farmer-owned and co-op crafted, our commitment runs deep to care for our land, animals, cooperative, and communities. The result is award-winning butter and cheese, where the heart of the Midwest shines through in every flavorful bite. Find us online at dinnerbellcreamery.coop or follow along on Facebook and Instagram. Dinner Bell Creamery, co-op crafted by farmers, made for families.
I'm Paul Hamilton, your choice for state senate. Inflation is finally down, and although grocery prices remain high, farmers don't get paid more. The cost of living is more than groceries. Daycare, real estate tax, interest rates, housing, prescription drugs, insurance, tuition, all are cost of living. Meanwhile, stocks soar and somebody's making money. These costs are impacted. by our state and federal legislature, and that's where we can make change. As your state senator, I'll work to improve school and municipal funding to save on your property taxes. I'll help improve access and reduce tuition for Wisconsin's 2- and 4-year colleges to build our homegrown workforce. I'll work to reduce the costs and improve access to daycare and housing. I'll bring federal taxes we pay back to Wisconsin to fund rural health care. And I'll fight to lower the cost of prescription drugs. I'm Paul Hamilton, and I approve this ad, paid for by the committee to elect Paul Hamilton.
Forecast for today, becoming mostly sunny. We'll have highs upper 40s. West winds at around 5, shifting to the southeast. Tonight, decreasing clouds, lows upper 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs upper 50s. For Sunday, becoming cloudy and rain, highs mid-50s. We still have fog across the region. Wabasha and Nelson at 30. Pepin and Lake City, 29. Mondovi, O'Galley, and Plum City, 28. Here at WRDN, 31. Congratulations to Jody Pickering Hendricks, this week's Birthday Anniversary Club winner. She wins the certificates from Dairy Queen of Durand and Durand Smokehouse. We'll do it again next week with the Birthday Anniversary Club with the Dairy Queen of Durand, Durand Smokehouse, and WRDN. Here's Kenny Chesney and How Forever Feels. It's 8:40.
Big orange ball sinking in the water. Toes in the sand, couldn't get much hotter. Little umbrella-shaped margaritas, coconut oil tanning senoritas. Oh, now I know how Jimmy Buffett feels. Hands on the wheel, cruising down the interstate. Gas pedal sticks, carries my car away. I was going as fast as a rambler goes. I could feel the speed from my head to my toes. Oh, now I know how Richard Petty feels. Well, I've been around the block a time or two, done almost everything a boy can do. I've done some living, yeah, I've had fun, but there is one thing that I haven't done. Saved 2 months, bought a little diamond. Tonight's the night, feels like perfect timing. Down on one knee on mama's front steps. Man, I'm gonna die if she really says yes. I wanna know how forever feels. Well, I've been around the block a time or two, done almost everything a boy can do. I've done some living, yeah, I've had fun, but there is one thing that I
shut down the party. I can hang with anybody. I can drink whiskey and red wine, champagne all night, little scotch on the rocks, and I'm fine, I'm fine. But when I taste tequila, baby, I still see you cutting up the floor to sorority t-shirt. Same one you wore when we were sky high in Colorado. Your lips pressed against the bottle, slamming on a Bible, baby, I'd never leave you. I remember how bad I need you when I taste tequila.
same songs in my car. Baby, your memory, it only hits me this hard.
When I taste tequila, baby, I still see a sorority t-shirt, the same one you wore when we were.
Profit event you'd like to mention, email the information 2 weeks in advance to WRDN1430@gmail.com.
I was all but 22, I think, at the time. I'd been out on the road, lonely at night, and it'd been a while, so it was on my mind. Well, I saw him walk in with his cowboy hat, and I thought to myself, I could use some of that. His boots like glass on a sawdust floor had moves like nothing I'd ever seen before. So I walked right up and I pulled him to the side. I handed that man a beer and looked him in the eyes, and I said, baby, I think you're gonna wanna hear this. Then I told him, excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. Baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave, and you look like you love me.
Well, I was down at a local beer joint with a few of the guys, when this cute little country girl caught my eye. And boy, let me tell you, she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen in a pair of boots. Well, she walked right up to me, handed me a beer, gave me a look like, let's get out of here. And that's when I realized that she was every cowboy's dream come true. She told me this right here. She said,
excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave, and you look like you love me. Think to yourself, I could use some of that. Don't waste your time. Just give him this here line. Goes a little like this. Excuse me,
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD and Ella Langley, Riley Green, and You Look Like You Love Me, 8:50. I'm Brian Winnikins. Next hour, about 9:10, we'll be joined by the 77th Allison Darrellin, Haley Heinzel. We're going to talk about ginseng and ginseng in the fall. Well, it's a pretty big crop here in Wisconsin, and we're going to learn more about that here coming up next hour. The weekend before Thanksgiving is shaping up to be a big one if you like to go to the movies. Wicked and Gladiator 2 are both having box office openings in theaters on November 22nd. The Hollywood Reporter says that the firm NRG says Wicked will bring in $85 million on that day. Wow. That would be one of the biggest openings ever for a musical. Meanwhile, the sequel to the Gladiator film from 2000 is looking at a $65 million opening weekend. That's just for the tickets. Just think of how much people are going to spend on popcorn.
It's a couple hours before the football game. The only question is, what are you bringing to the tailgate? Classic beef cheeseburgers, steak fajitas, or maybe that beefy seven-layer dip everyone raves about? No matter what you bring, if it's beef, you're going to be the MVP. Together, we bring more. Rev up your crowd at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Funded by Beef Farmers and Ranchers.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan. You pick your deductible. You even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. Get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. A toll-free number has been established for you to call for your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify. The number to call is 800-299-1058. 800-299-1058. Again, that's 800-299-1058.
Coverage, deductibles, and claims may vary. For details, go to endurancewarranty.com.
Liberal politician Kamala Harris wants to take your guns. She says it herself.
We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program.
Mandatory buybacks? That's Washington speak for taking away your guns. More from Kamala.
Just because you legally possess a gun in your locked home doesn't mean that we're not going to walk into that home and check to see if you're being responsible.
Take Kamala at her word. Democrats will ban guns and take them from your home. And here in Wisconsin, congressional candidate Rebecca Cook is following in Kamala's footsteps. Rebecca Cook called for a ban on the most commonly owned rifle in the U.S. She even earned an F from the NRA. As a political operative, Cook spent the last decade working for defund the police Democrats. She'd defund police and take your guns. It's radical and it's dangerous. Liberal Rebecca Cook. She won't protect you. She won't let you protect your family.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Van Orden for Congress.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Never get in the way for you and me.
somebody on the sidewalk, carjacking old lady at a red light, pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store. You think it's cool, act a fool if you like, cuss out a cop, spit in his face, stomp on the flag and light it up. Yeah, you think it's tough, well try that in a small town, see how far you make it down.